Amazon is searching for a home for what would be its second headquarters, a $5 billion project that would add nearly, and this is incredible, nearly 50,000 high-paying jobs. Can Charlotte become that home for a new Amazon campus? Someone who's been on top of these ongoing developments and writing a series of articles is the Charlotte Observer's Katie Peralta. Katie, thank you for joining us this morning on WNCW's More to the Story.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
When did Amazon make it known for their plans of having this second home somewhere in the United States?
Amazon said it was like early morning, Thursday, September 7th, that it was seeking proposals from prospective cities across North America for its second headquarters that would basically be an equal to their Seattle's headquarters.
What have officials done so far as a part of what would be their bid, as I guess it would include maybe things like tax incentives, facilities, what a workforce would be like?
We don't know a ton about the specific bid itself. We do know that the Charlotte Chamber is working to identify potential sites around Mecklenburg County, and they're working as well as with the Charlotte Regional Partnership on this. We do know that there have been, for example, Michael Jordan, owner of the Hornets, wrote a letter to be included with the bid for Charlotte, basically outlining some of the city's things that make it unique, airports, parks, professional sports teams, things like that. I cannot confirm that other CEOs have not weighed in, but it wouldn't surprise me if they have not. They're probably making their case for Charlotte as a good business environment, a place that attracts a lot of young people, things like that. But as for exactly what's in there, I don't know. I've put in requests to see, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. But since it is an ongoing process, they're not going to say much on the local level or on the state level.
And what about the actual deadline for bids? Is it that getting close?
It's the 19th of October, yes.
Katie, no matter how good an offer from Charlotte might be for Amazon, just how extensive is the amount of competition out there?
It's a huge competition because basically every city in North America that fits Amazon's basic criteria will be submitting some sort of proposal. Those criteria include proximity to a metro area of at least 1 million people, within 45 minutes of an international airport, some sort of mass transit, the ability to expand the headquarters to as much as 8 million square feet. That could be up or out, you know, horizontally or vertically with skyscrapers or something like that. So there are many, many, many cities across North America that generally fit these criteria. But at the same time, you know, it is a good political thing if a local government can step up and say, listen, we are putting our best foot forward. This is why our city fits the bill, and this is why we have a chance of landing this thing. It's also a fun talking point. It's fun to brag about your city and talk about the things that set it apart. So I think that competition is very, very steep. It's just a matter of figuring out what works best for Amazon. A lot of experts I've talked to have said that this kind of request for proposals that they set out last month was basically an attempt to find the sweetest deal in terms of tax incentives and tax breaks and things like that. Yeah, competition is very fierce, but at the same time, it sounds like Charlotte meets the criteria and Charlotte might have a chance.
We're speaking with Katie Peralta of the Charlotte Observer, their business department, on WNCW's More to the Story about Amazon and how Charlotte is making a bid to see if they can get Amazon to come to Charlotte in the future. Amazon's no doubt a familiar name, a business leader based in Seattle. Can you please go into more details?
Amazon is an e-commerce giant that has completely changed the retail industry as we know it. Most traditional brick-and-mortar retailers have really upped their game in the e-commerce market, which means online shopping, because Amazon is so dominant in that area. The in-store experience is becoming less important. And so that's why you've seen a lot of traditional retailers closing stores, declaring bankruptcy, things like that. That's not all the influence of Amazon, of course, but they have largely contributed to that, this new environment that we're living in of shopping online a lot and, going to malls less. They've also kind of expanded their reach in grocery stores, which we saw earlier this summer, which is maybe one of the biggest developments in retail news. And over the last year, they purchased Whole Foods. By doing this, they not only did they get a well-known retail brand under their belt, but they also got 400-plus physical store locations to expand their own business, meaning they haven't said this explicitly, but experts I've spoken with have said that Amazon will, you know, offer Prime services at Whole Foods. Maybe eventually you'll be able to return a Prime order at a Whole Foods store. That might be something that we can look forward to. Amazon has traditionally not done that well with their brick and mortar. They've had convenience stores in some major metros across the U.S., but this is a way that they can enter an established brand and kind of blend their two brands, which is Amazon and Whole Foods, into something that's really going to change the grocery industry. Amazon's reach grows far beyond just traditional online shopping. They also own the Washington Post. In recent years, they've been expanding their receiving center in Old Dowd Road, a distribution center in Concord, which is very close to Charlotte. Charlotte's airport has a Prime Air cargo plane fleet. It's certainly a company that's already been expanding in the area.
Growing and growing, what Amazon is associated with. What would you say, and I know you've kind of gone over some of this already, but what would you say looks good to you for Charlotte and perhaps the state of North Carolina in this endeavor, our strengths, so to speak?
I think one of the biggest things, at least based on my conversations with several analysts and experts and economists, the geographic diversity, which means Charlotte is on technically the East Coast. It's the, you know, different time zone from the Seattle headquarters. That could play to Charlotte's advantage because it kind of gives something different to Amazon. It's closer to everything on this side of the United States as opposed to out west. I think it might benefit Charlotte and Raleigh and anywhere else that submits a bid in North Carolina. I think the Triad is actually the only other one, but it's much cheaper here. You know, the cost of living is very, very low compared with in Seattle, as well as compared with other major metros that are submitting bids. Boston, Chicago, Miami, all of those cities, they do offer that quote-unquote geographic diversity. They're much more expensive than North Carolina. Charlotte also has a very quickly growing millennial population, and that's due to, of course, the banks. The industries growing here are becoming more diverse. Charlotte has a very hot brewery scene. People point to that as something that, you know, adds to the city's funkiness, I guess you could call it. The city has a lot of, I guess you would call them intangibles, you know, things that you can't really measure that might certainly weigh in their favor.
Last thing I'll ask you before we let you get away, do you have any idea how long until Amazon narrows their list down? What steps are to come? Is there any kind of a time frame set into 2018, for instance?
I have no idea. If I could be a fly on the wall in any corporate headquarters right now, it would be Amazon. Do they have a special war room looking at hundreds of proposals? Do they have a timeline where they want to narrow down their massive list? Do they have, you know, do they have one person picking out who goes to the next round? I have no idea. So basically, all we know is that we will find out sometime in 2018 which metro area in North America will be the second headquarters. They are notoriously pretty tight-lipped, so it should be interesting to see how this plays out.
You have covered it quite well for us, Katie. Katie Peralta of the Charlotte Observer on WNCW's More to the Story, talking about Charlotte's bid for Amazon.
Thank you so much.
More to the Story also available as a podcast at WNCW.org.